Rav Rabbi Yochanan Omar Halacha ke Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan holds that we pass on like Rav Shimon ben Yonah Mukzeh. Frag the Gemara. Umi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold that Halacha is like Rav Shimon? For Omar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha ke Stam Mishneh. We pass on like a Stam Mishneh. Usnan, we learned in a Mishneh. Ein mevakim eitzim min hakoyreitz. A person is not permitted to take kindling wood from Kairis. Kairis Rashi says, Soyar shala Kairis hamukzeis ustureis labinyin. This was a pile of beams which were miyuchet for binyin. V'loi min ha-kaire shenishbera biyontev. V'loi min ha-kaire ha-yishona, Rashi says, shenishbera ha-yoyim. U'mehashte la-hasoke kaim. Now it's oimed la-hasoke. So this is similar, the second case. The first case, Ba'atzim Taisvus and Beya says, the first case is Tamazay Natshver, because Kairais, which are Mesuder Lebinyan, will have later in the Gemara, this is Muktzah Machmas Chasor and Kis, that Afilu Rab Shimon also is Moida, that you're not allowed to take a Kairai. The Shaila is from the second case. The second case, you have a koire shenishbara biyontev. So now this is oimid lahasoke. But betchilas knisis hayoim, it wasn't oimid lahasoke. Then it was being used as a beam. So this is mamish, like a nevela shenisnablo. That means that in Shabbos it was nisnablo. Now it's oimid vachilas klov. So vafilo hochi osa, oil bein hashmoshes leiskin lochi. Since Bein Hashmoshes it was not Mucham for Hasoke, so the Stam Mishnah says that it is also. Ulay min ha-kayre shenishbara biyontev. So Mamel said, as the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Yochanan, how could you pass on like Rabbi Shimon? We have enough in the Mishnah that kayre shenishbara biyontev is also la Hasoke. So Agav Uche, the Ritva says, the Gemara in the beginning of Beyer wants to differentiate between Yontev and Shabbos. That even though we paskin ain muktzeh b'Shabbos, but Yontev is more chomer. And we paskin, there are days in Poskim that hold that Yontev is more chomer than Shabbos l'gabi Ulches muktzeh. So Be'etzem, the Gemara could have avoided this kasha and said, Mayin Shmita Leitzer al Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Shimon l'gabi inum by Shabbos. Lagabi Yontev, this time Mishnah is speaking about Yontev. But the Gemara did not want to say that. The Gemara said the Emes, that the Kasha finds sich nicht on. It's not a Peretz, we don't have to differentiate between Shabbos and Yontev. The Gemara answers Rabbi Yochanan, who ke Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda masnilo. In Rabbi Yochanan's Mishnah, this Mishnah ended divrei Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda. So b'meila, it is not a Stam Mishnah. If it is not a Stam Mishnah, so b'meila, it doesn't have to paskin like this Mishnah. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Toshma, maschilim ba'areima sateven. A person is permitted to start to take from an areima of teven, avaloi be'etzim shebemukze. So let us see what Rashi says. Maschilim lahasik ba'areima sateven. Kosalke daitoch, and Rashi is saying how the Gemara understood the Mishnah, because according to the Maskona this is not true. Kosal kedaitoch betivne sarye the stomei lahasok. It is speaking about teven that is not oimed lachilas behemis. It's tivne sarye. It's a ruach that stomei lahasok. So memele. So this stems according to Rabbi Yehuda also. Maschilim baareimas ateven. Speaking about tivne sarye. That's oimed for asoke. Avoloi be eitzim shebe mukta. What is eitzim shebe mukta? Shehinicham berchava shachayre beisoi. These eitzim, this is also kindling wood. But this he had put away in the opening behind this house. Vehiktsam limais hasok. And this was a storage place. This wood was put away for the winter. This you won't use now. You don't need such wood. This was put away for the winter. Mukze, what is mukze? Eitzim shebe mukze. Rechover sha'achayre batim. This was the open space behind the houses. Sheikza achayre beisoi. The things which were put away and stored not to be used now, so that's called muktzeh. This is not for heintike use. So al kaponim, so what is the kasha? The kasha is from the sefer. Avoloi be'etzim shebemuktzeh. So these, since these etzim were not, they could be used, and eventually they will be used for hasokeh. But now, he didn't have any intentions of using the nam. He put them away for the winter. So according to Rav Yehuda, this also would fall in mina muchan. But this can be used. So whatever can be used is also called mina muchan. According to Rav Shimon. So it should be mutter. According to Rav Yehuda, since he wasn't making it bad, and it's not oimed to be used now, so memeil it is not mina muchan. So the Gemara answers, Hosam bi'arzi va'ashuchi. There it is speaking about beams of wood, which are oimed lebinyan, the muktzeh machmas chesor and kis afilu Rabbi Shimon moide. This is muktzeh machmas chesor and kis, and memeila Rabbi Shimon is also moide. So now we can say that's on the Kesal Kedaita. So the Mishnah is also going like Rav Shimon. So the Reisha does not have to be speaking about anymore by Teven Sarye. To be speaking about even a Teven that could be eaten by Behemoth, but that's also Muchin for Hasoka according to Rav Shimon. Zogt Rashi, Ba'arzi Vashuchi, Erez Zochor, Ba'erez Nekeve, Sha'oim Lebinyan. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Toshma, we have another Mishnah, Stam Mishnah. Ein mashkin v'shoichetim es hamidboriyos. The behemis, a person who has behemis, that, what does Rashi say? Midboriyos. Just let's first see this Rashi, we'll come to mashkin later. So Rashi says, midboriyos. So Rashi says, sheroyes be'efer tomid. The royes be'efer. Lonis Pesachatrum is going on Baisaif. Okay, so we're speaking about Behemis, which he sends away, and now he has no intentions to use them. So Ein Shoich de Mesamid Boris, they're not Muchon to be Geshochten. Avo Mashkin ve Shoich de Mesabaisis. Now, the Indian of Mashkin is, Rashi says, Mashkin was a practical, Pu'ule to do before Shechita. Mashkin ulche de milse nokat mishum sirche de mashche. The skin of the animal is stuck to the meat. So memeila, after the Shechita, it's difficult to separate the skin from the meat. So therefore, if they're mashke, the behemoth, so this loosens up the adhesion between the skin and the meat. Shetehinoiche lahavshe. So it says, ein mashkin v'shoichatin esamit boris, because they're not minamucham, they're not oime to be geshochten. Avo mashkin v'shoichatin esabaisois. So we have a stam mishneh that is not like Rab Shimon. And for the Gemara, Rab Yochanan stome achrina ashkach. Rab Yochanan found a different stome. Beishamai oimrim magviim me'al ha'shulchan atzomei suklipin. Beishamai holds that atzomei suklipin, let us say the way Taisvus learns on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, they're speaking about these atzomei suklipin are oimid l'achilas klovim now. That means after he finished taking care of the meat, so now you have atzomei suklipin which are oimid l'achilas klovim. Ube Shamai holds you're allowed to pick them up. They're not muktzeh. Ube Siloimrim Misalik as Hatavla Kula Manaira. No, one is not permitted to lift up the Tzomas Aklipin. It's not Roy Lachilas Klovim. It's muktzeh because Beinash Moshe so wasn't Roy Lachilas Klovim. So you're only allowed to be Misalik as Hatavla Kula Manaira and you're allowed to shake it off. That didn't become a bossy, so it's a total minatzat. But Al Koponim, V'omar Rav Nachman, Onu ein lonu ela beishamai kerab Yehuda beisilul kerab Shimon. And Rav Nachman said the girse is the wrong girse. Beishamai says, Mesalik es ha-tavle, And Beis Hillel says, Magbiyim Yala Shulchan. So Memela, so we have a not a Stam Mishneh like Rav Shimon. We have a machloikis Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel holds like Rav Shimon. So the Rishonim say that this is better than a Stam Mishneh. But Beis Shammai Mokim Beis Hillel ain't a Mishneh. So Memela, so we have Beis Hillel holds like Rav Shimon. So therefore, even though you are right, there is a Stam Mishneh like Rav Yehuda. That's this Mishneh Ben Shoichten Es Amid Boris, but we have a Beis Hillel that holds like Rav Shimon, so therefore Rav Yochanan paskened like Rav Shimon. Stom Achine Zetrashi Beis Hillel Choshiv Kistom. The previous Rashi, the Bachas goes, Baise Sharois Chosrot Chum, Abois Volonois Beseichat Chum. So these are Muchen L'Shchita. Let us see Taisa. V'omar Rav Yochanan Halacha Kistam Mishneh Usnan Ein Mevakim. Taimo L'Ri. So the Gemara asks Astire in Rav Yochanan. Chag Taisa is Eichi Muchach Mahocho T'loi Svilarei K'Rav Shimon. Tehi vadai ke Rav Yehuda. Yeah, the Gemara held that this Mishneh v'loy min ha-keire she-nishbere. So the Gemara held that Mishneh is not going according to Rav Shimon, it's going according to Rav Yehuda. Eichi muchach mahochad lo yisvil ke Rav Shimon, di vadai ke Rav Yehuda. D'sheme islay l'Rav Yochanan. Migo di iskatsoi lebeina shmoshe iskatsoi lekulayim. Maybe Rav Yochanan holds that Rav Shimon holds migo di iskatsoi. So memeila vekoyre shenishbero. So now a koyre shenishbero. Before it broke, it was muktzeh machmas chesaron kis. Before it broke, no one is never going to break down a beam in his house to use it for kindling wood. So before Kolzman was holding up the roof, it was Oymed Lebinyan. Afilah Rav Shimon iskatzoi bein hashmosh iskaidim shvirosa dava muktzeh machmas chesaron kis tamayda bein Rav Shimon. So bein hashmosh it was Oymed Lebinyan, bein hashmosh it was muktzeh machmas chesaron kis. So memeila, so even though later it became, now it's muchan for hasoke, but Rav Shimon could be also iskatzoi. If Rav Shimon holds iskatzoi, so by Nevela you also have the same thing. So it's also say the same thing. The behemoth died in the middle of Shabbat. But in the beginning of Shabbat, it was a live animal, speaking about Shabbat. So also say, keep it iskatzoi. So Taisvi says, no, Arub Masnissen lo iskatzoi bein hashmoshes. The less lay ahi mukze, because there he doesn't hold that there was muktzeh bechlal bein hashmoshes. Ma shehi oimedes la'odah. Now let us explain Taisus. Taisus is asking a meira de kekasha. We had learned Taisus before, and we'd explained this Taisus with Taisus and Psochim. The Gemara says in Psochim that Rabbi Yehuda holds muchan la'odam loyhavi muchan la'klovim. And in Rav Shimon seems to hold Muchel Adam Avi Muchel Leklov. Taisus had learned Pshat in the Mishnah as follows. The Machloikis Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is something that's Oymed La Achilas Adam. Is this Oymed also for Achilas Klov? Or no? That what it's oimet v'achilas adam, is that a stiret v'achilas klovim? Or no? It's I'll eat it, and the klovim will eat it. Faker, it's oimet l'achila. We're not, there's no prejudice. Ma'iser adam in a behema oyin. We'll all eat together. So if you hold muchen l'adam, avi muchen l'klovim. So let's say, Erev Shabbos, what's this animal? This animal is oimet to be eaten. I'll eat it. The dogs will eat it. And that's what Rav Shimon holds. Rav Yehuda holds Muchen La'odam, I have a Muchen La'klov. So it's aimed for me to eat it, not for the klov. So Mamele, it wasn't Muchen La'klov, Bein HaShemoshes. Now, so Tosfos says, so according to Rab Shimon, and the Tosfos explained before Moiridik that it was Muchen Leklovin, which I was Muchen Leklovin, it's a lie. So Tosfos explained, we're speaking about this Nevela, is not speaking about a ox, it's speaking about also a chicken, that a dog and a cat can eat Labadikahit. So Mamela, so it was, since I held Muchen LaAdam, I have a Muchen LaKlovin. So Mamela, so Bein HaShmoshes, it was Muchen LaKlovin. That means this could be eaten Bein HaShmoshes, there's nothing wrong. That means Bein HaShmoshes, if you'll ask him, are you Muchen to give this chicken to your dog? Why not? Muchen LaAdam, I have a Muchen LaKlovin. Let I'll have a cooked chicken for Shabbos. Let my dog have a raw chicken for Shabbos, a live chicken for Shabbos. So it's called Muchen LeKlovin. So Memele, so according to Rab Shimon, so this live chicken, Bein HaShmoshes, was Muchen LeKlovin. So there's no Iskat Soy LeKlovin Bein HaShmoshes. So Memele, so when it's dead, it's a Tamnatayta chicken. So Memele, so this chicken, Rab Shimon holds Muchen LeAdam Ava Muchen LeKlovin. So Memele, so this chicken, Bein HaShmoshes was Muchen LeKlovim, Lebedikahit, and after it dies, it's right to Muchen. So nothing wrong with it. Masha ain't, so there's not even this Katsoi Bein HaShmoshes. Masha ain't came, this Koyrish and Nishbaro, Bein HaShmoshes, it was Mukza Machmas Chesorin Kis. So Mukza Machmas Chesorin Kis, it was Mukza Bein HaShmoshes. So now you have to know if Rab Shimon also given this katzoy. In fact, maybe Rab Shimon also is given this katzoy. From this Mishnah, you don't see that he doesn't hold given this katzoy, because this Mishnah is not given this katzoy. That is Pshat and Tosfos Kasha. Avo bebas nisin. Let us see noch mal the Lashon of Tosfos. Amoyer de kikasha. Teimolari. Eichi muchach maochad leisvir leik Rab Shimon. The Hivade ke Rab Yehuda, that this Mishnah goes on Rab Yehuda, or you have a Kasha Rab Yehuda, and how could you pass not Rab Shimon? You have a Stam Mishnah like Rab Yehuda. Who told you that? The Shem Yisrael Rab Yehuda, and Migid is Katzoyle Bein HaShmosh, is Katzoyle Kolo Yoyma. Maybe Rab Shimon holds, Rab Yehuda holds, and if you look according to Rab Shimon, say Migid is Katzoyle. The Koyre Shem Nishbero, Afilul Rab Shimon is Katzoyle Bein HaShmosh, Or Rabbi Yochanan holds this alkapod. The Kaira Shanishbore is Katsoi, Bein HaShmosh is Kaidim Shviros. The Avoy Mukze Machmas Chesorin Kis, the Moid the Bereshim. So Bein HaShmosh is, it was Mukze. Rabbi Yochanan Paskins La Loche Kim Dis Katsoi. Avu Bemas Nisin, Loi is Katsoi Bein HaShmosh is. The last Layahu Mukze, because there's no mukze, mashi yoy medes lodom. If you hold muchen lodom, ava muchen leklovim. So memele, so it is not mukze. So there wasn't mukze bein hashmoshes. So memele, therefore, it's muta. Vohoya roitzi rabbi letaretz. So, rabbi wanted to be metaretz, a moiridike lomdeshe teretz. The islay le rabbi yoychenen migo is katzoi. If you'll tell me, Rabbi Yochanan holds Migo Dis Katzoy, Hoya Oyser Vadai Letaltel Beheime Shenis Nablo Beshabbos. So we would ask her to be Metaltel the Beheime, Shreine Hei Shoyso Ruuya Leklovim. Even though it was Ruuya Leklovim, Beloy Shchite Kedefrishis Leo, even though it was Ruuya Leklovim, Lebedekei, Miu letaltel hoysa asure, de kula alma moide de balichayim he muktsin, havelo lameima migo des katsoi. Now, Rebbe said, amu uyim de keteretz over here. Now, the Rebbe said that there are two shailas over here. In muktse, there are two bazundra aloches. There's one haloche of shimush be muktse, to use a dova muktse. That halacha is, one can only use in Shabbos a dover that was muchon mi ba'oidoyim. Bechinu as asher yaviyu, one can only eat in Shabbos, this is a deraisa dikidin, one can only eat in Shabbos something that was oimet to be eaten mi ba'oidoyim. That is a din, that is one halacha in shimush b'mukze, to eat mukze, to be mishtamish b'mukze. That's b'emes our whole sugi over here, If you're allowed to give it to Klovim, not allowed to give it to Klovim, allowed to use it for Hasoka. These are Hilchos Shimush. And Rab Shimon holds also called Muchen. The Shaila, well, you mentioned the Machlokes Rab Shimon and Rab Yude, is how much Muchen does it have to be in order to have a Shem Muchen? He planned to use it, there's a possibility he might use it. That's the Machlokes Rab Yude and Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon, if there's a possibility that I might use it, that's called Muchen already. So in Hilchos Muchen, am I allowed to give this to my dog? So if I can, Rab Shimon holds it's Muchen. Muchen Lodom, Abba Muchen Lebeheime. So Memeila, this was aimed to be given to Behemoth. Labadikahei, Taitai, it's aimed to be given to Behemoth. That's in Hilchos Shimush, in Hilchos Achil. But there's another din. There's a din that Tiltul Mukze is also. Zokt the Taisvitz, Zokt Taisvitz, was he permitted Beinash Moshe's, this chicken, which he designated already, if the dog wants to eat it, he'll give this live chicken to the dog. Is he permitted to be metaltal this chicken Beinash Moshe's? Tiltal. So Tainit the Rebbe, Tiltal. It's a Balchai. A Balchai, you can't be metaltal. So Memelin Hilchis Tiltal, he wasn't allowed to be metaltal Beinash Moshe's. It's a Balchai. So Rebbe said, Amoyre de Kecharifes. So we'll come about like this. Legabi be'etzim, if I'm allowed to feed my dog with this chicken. It's a fakelt, it's minamuchan. You're allowed to feed your dog with the chicken. That's called minamuchan. But there's a problem, how you're allowed to be metaltalit. In Tiltalit was also Beinash Moshe's lebedikai, because it's a balchai. So memele, here it says, Mechatchen as an avela lifnei aklom, he's being metaltal the avela. Ay, if Rab Shimon holds, if he holds, given this katzoi, how you allowed to be metaltal the avela in Shabbos? It was muktzel tiltal al kaponim, till it died, because it was a balchai. So you see that Rab Shimon doesn't hold given this katzoi. If he does not give this katzoi, so the whole kasha falls off. So what's the kasha? So you wanted to say, could be this mission is also going according to Rab Shimon. And Rab Shimon is made to keep this katzoi. If Rab Shimon be made to keep this katzoi, so memele, he wouldn't be allowed to be metaltal in the vela. That was Rebbe's teretz. Frektes was emes, amoyer dike kasha. Frektes was emes, that if you're, if it's muchen lebeheime, if it's muchen lebeheime, we say muchen l'adam av muchen lebeheime, so this live chicken is dog food. That means we say, Erev Shabbos, what is muchen to be given to the beheime? This live chicken also. Frekta, so if this is dog food, it's mutter betiltal also. So why can you give it? Dog food, you can give the dog. So bemeile, even though it's not tempting, but the dog loves it. So whatever falls into the category of dog food, you're allowed to give to a dog. Frektach des vasem is, if you say muchen la'odam, havi muchen lebehemem, so memeila, so it was dog food by nashmoshes, if it was dog food by nashmoshes, so memeila, so it should be mutl betiltal also. Why was it also betiltal? What's that Rebbe dog is at the harifes? Rebbe split the hair. He said, l'gabi muchen l'kelem, but you weren't allowed to be metaltalit. So let's say, even this katzoi. Frektes vasemes, why weren't you allowed to be metaltalit? Dachsach mir, I saw in Shalma Yehude, he brings a machloikes, why is a balchai mukze? The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shinche says a balchai is mukze in Shabbos, because it's mukze machmas gufoi. It has no use whatsoever. It's ke'itzim v'avonim. What can you do with a balchai? If you learn like that, this balchai is not eitzim vavonim. This is dog food. You give it to the behemah, let's aim it to be eaten by the dog, lebedikahei. So memeile, frekter, so why was it also machmas tiltal? But the Shalma Yehuda brings down, Shailas Tshuvis from the Rach Eir Zarua, that the Eir Zarua said there's a bazundere iser on Balei Chayim, not because it's Eitzim Bavon doesn't have any shimish. Balei Chayim is also betiltal. Chazal asal Balei Chayim betiltal. Afilu a would have a shimish, it's still be yosef. So memele, dachme dat pshat na ataisvis. Memele is ataisvis, it's moiredik. Ataisvis is vaketzel. Rebbe said a moiredik eteretz. Rabbi said that even though it's muchan leklovim, because muchan l'odom ava muchan leklovim, but legabi tiltul aval chai is also betiltul. You have yashimush, nitashimush, aval chai is also betiltul. So memeila, so Rabbi said, aboyre di kiteret. So Rabbi said, if Rab Shimon would hold, given the aloch of given this katsoi, so memeila legabi tiltul, it should have, it's Bein HaShemosha, it's a cold man who was alive, it was also betiltul, because Abalchai, the Kulal Mamoidu, the Balichai may muktzim, Abalchai is muktzim, even though it's Oymit La'achilas Klover. Avelo Lameyma, Migudis Katsoi. So Meli should have said, Migudis Katsoi, Lagabi Tiltul. So how could you be Mechatach the Neveila? So that means, you're done, so even though the Etzim Zach, was not mukze, the etzim zach is mukhan, but if in the din tiltul there was an iser tiltul, bein hashmoshe, so that iser tiltul should remain, even though it's mina mukhan. Vedanti lifnei Rebbe. So this bali, this memreish, whoever this is, any from the bali tois was in. Vedanti lifnei Rebbe, he went and disagreed with Rebbe. Kivin shiru uye leklovim. If it is ruya leklovim, it's called mina muchon, mishum shehi muktza letaltal, so even though he was not permitted to be metaltalit, bein hashemoshes, ein lonu la'oyscha letaltal nevela b'shabbos. That means if we have something that in yesod is muchon, it's muchon, it's oymet to be eaten, it's muchon. No, this davar muchon is grad also letaltal. There's no such thing of kivin diskatzoi. The whole din of kivin diskatzoi bein hashmoshes only applies if something was muktze bein hashmoshes, so was not mina muchon. Then you say kivin diskatzoi bein hashmoshes is katzoi kuluyoyma. But if you'll tell me that it has a din mina muchon, and the lalochi not allowed to be metaltal it, but it wasn't muktze. So if it wasn't muktzeh, there's no din kivin diskatzoi bein hashmoshes. It's not called diskatzoi, because it was mina muchan. And he brings a raya. Midi dahave apeires hanoshen. What is the halacha if a peiri, which was growing on a tree in Shabbos, it was growing on a tree, falls down in the middle of Shabbos. So you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Bey, the Talina and Taima Bereish Bey, Shemo Yala V'Yitloish, if you'll be permitted to eat the peiri when it falls down, so will be allowed to eat a fresh apple that falls down in Shabbos, he might be oila and will be talish an apple. Umishum Mukze, lo yasiri letalto. Why do you have to know a nukzeire of Shemo Yala V'Yitloish, lochayro was Mukze? So the Gemara says, Kivin the chazu, Taisa says over there, Beya, Kivin the chazu lo irvin ba'oida mechuborim. That means that these mechubadika apples were mucham bein hashmoshes. Why? They were oimdim for irvin. And the Gemara says there, you say mucham lo irvin, ave mucham lo adam. So that means bein hashmoshes, these apples were oimed to be eaten. By who? By irvin. But al kaponim, they were oimed to be eaten, so it was mucham to be eaten. So the Gemara says, he said, Muchan lo'ilvin ava muchan lo'odom. So Mamela, it wasn't muktze bein hashmoshes. So Mamela, when it falls down, you should be allowed to eat it in Shabbos. So you have to say, now, anushtik teire, but shema yalav yitlosh, that's why it does. Verek doch teisves. Afal pishe be'eis chiburmo yasurim letaltel. Verek doch teisves. But were you allowed to be metaltel at bein hashmoshes? Zichanit. Bein hashmoshes was mechubah to the tree. Forget about muchan. This same shtik teire, which Rabbi said, that even though it's muchan, there's a din of kivin this katzoi and the din tiltul, but you aren't allowed to be metaltul it. So, fektach teises, you're allowed to be metaltul it. Kozman, it's mechubah, he's not allowed to be metaltul it. Va'aval pikein, the gemara vaisteis, it's not muktze. It's not muktze. So, that's a need in Nukzeir of Shema Yalav Yitloish. So you see that this whole shtik Torah is nicht emes. The whole din of kivin diskatzoi bein hashmoshes only applies if it was muktze bein hashmoshes. But the minute I assume that it wasn't muktze, The minute I assumed that it was Muchen by Nashmoshes, even though halachically I couldn't be metaltal it, so then I wasn't allowed to be metaltal. Now it became Nitlash, I'm allowed to be metaltal. The holding of Iskatsoi by Nashmoshes is, if it was Takimutze by Nashmoshes. The Tiritz Rebbe, Rebbe accepted this. He fell off from this Teretz. Up Gifreg. New Teretz. So now we're in hot water again. So we're back to the Kasha. Maybe Reb Shimon holds the aloch of Kivin Diskatsoi. Maybe the Reb Shimon holds the aloch of Kivin Diskatsoi. In our mission, it wasn't Diskatsoi, because it was Oymed, it was Muchen Lodamav and Muchen Leklovim. In the Baikoire, it was Diskatsoi. The Tiritz Rebbe, the Mistome Mas Nisim Bechol in Yenayri. Bein Oysim Sheruyim Leklovim Boidim Chaim Vesheyn Ruyim Leklovim. The Bikulu Shori Rapshim. The Mishnah says, Machilin as a Nevela Lifnei Aklom. So the Nevela is speaking about Saya pigeon and a chicken and Saya buffalo. It's not chilek what the Nevela is. So the Maise, now a buffalo is not Roi Mechayim, is not Muchan Mechayim, or a buffalo is not Muchan Mechayim. We had before Taker, the Gemara says, speaking about Pili Taker, it's speaking about an elephant. It's also not Muchen Michaim for the small dog over here. So Memele, so we're speaking about all types of Nevelas. The Bekulu Shori Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon was Mata all of them. Bakulu Koi Rab Yechda Malochik Rab Shimon. The Masnissim Veloila Machtze. He didn't say, I paskin like Rab Shimon by a chicken and not by an elephant. He said, Alochik Rab Shimon. So the melon by an elephant, it was takim muktzah bein hashmoshis, I feel for the dog also. Because there wasn't muchen leklovim kasher ho yachai. Al malas lai migo diskatzoi. So you see that he doesn't hold a migo diskatzoi. So there's effect the gemara nice in the kashef and kairish and nishbero. Fred the gemara vama rabbi yechnen alochi kistam mishne. Bereish beye omrinon. Gabi Shabbos tesosan lontane ke Rab Shimon. The Gemara wants to differentiate that the Rebbe paskin and Shabbos like Rab Shimon and Yontavi paskin like Rab Yehuda. So the Gemara says, how do you know about that Rebbe paskin and Shabbos like Rab Shimon? This Mishnah. Mechatkin es adluyim lufnei abahem ves anevei lufnei aklov. So you see klov. What do you see? You see that the Rebbe paskin like Rab Shimon. Astam Mishnah like Rab Shimon. Mashme the choshev l'stome the masnis and stome. That means Taisus is saying, remember since Aver the Kechidish that Gemara, because L'chedis is not a stam mishneh. The Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik. Rabbi Yehuda aimas what kind of stam mishneh? But it seems since Rabbeinu Bakodesh did not put a name on the first halach, he didn't say divrei Rab Shimon Rabbi Yehuda aima. So Vayis says Rabbi is soisim like Rab Shimon. So our mishneh is also called a stam mishneh. Mashma the choshev l'stome the masnisin stome. So I bezoi. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is asking a kasha. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, how can you paskin like Rabbi Shimon? You paskin like a stam mishnah. In fact, Tosfos, what's the kasha? Our mishnah is also a stam mishnah. We have a stam mishnah like Rabbi Shimon. What's Musa? You have another stam mishnah. A kasha of a baisa. So nah, I can't paskin like both stam mishnahs. I paskin like this stam mishnah. So what's the problem? Omar Rabbi, la mishum stoma koma. The Gemara over there in Bay does not mean that this is a stam mishnah. The vandei lechoshev ki stoma. This is not a stam mishnah. Kibud the mesnisa nami polig Rabbi Yehuda. So why does the Gemara call it stoma? Stoma lav davke lechoshev ke rabbi. The Gemara means that in the machloikis, if we have a stoma that's mater, Rabbi Yehuda aser, so it's like a yochid keneged rabbi. But doesn't have a loch of a stam mishnah. Like the Gemara, here's an offenest Stam Mishnah, not like Rab Shimon, like Rab Yehuda. Ein mashkin v'shoichtem es ha-medboris, ha-vamotzi l'meima, da-hani ki-groigris et-smukim domyin. The Gemara could have said that this goes according to Rab Shimon, and this is dachye b'yadayim, that what he sent out those behemoths be'efer, so that goof is a dachye b'yadayim. Dachye b'yadayim afil Rab Shimon is also my dikdom of perikira. Labar, das geht weiter. Sogt die Gemara weiter. Ravache ve Ravine. Chad Omar bechol ha-Shabbos kula. So the Ritva says bechol ha-Shabbos kula means in all Hilche Shabbos. All Hilchus Shabbos means Hilchus Mukzeh, Hilchus Tova Shein Miskaven, Hilchus Malacha Shein Tzchicha Legufin. Home is Echtze Shabbos. Wherever you have a machloikis, Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda, Halachik and Rab Shimon, by everything, Levar, the Rambam, the Pasuk, like Rab Yehuda, by Malacha Shein Tzchicha Legufin, he didn't learn like this. But Levar mi Mukzeh Machmas Mius. Mukzeh Machmas Mius, we hold like Rab Yehuda. My new ner yoshon, a ner that was already once used, a ner is the receptacle that you burn the you put the wick and the oil in, and after a ner shal cheres, after it was once used, it's not usable for anything else anymore, it's most. So here, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not mina muchan. V'chad alma b'mukza machmas mis, nami alochi k'Rabbi Shimon. About mi mukze machmasisa umay niu ner shed liku bo bo isu Shabbos. That he was madlik bo bo isu Shabbos, so that ner, there we don't pass not Rab Shimon. Avo mukze machmas chasorim kis, afilu Rab Shimon moide that is mukze, is nan kol akelim nitlim b'Shabbos, chutz mi masa ha-godl v'yosei chomachishe, which is mukze machmas chasorim kis, and this Rab Shimon is also moide. Zogt Rashi. Kol akelim nitlim v'afilu malachton le'isa v'Rab Shimon hi, chutz min amas ha'golum megir, it's a type of a saw, shehi lo umnim lokitz bo eitzem, you saw down trees, u'mukze machmas chesor in kisi, shelo yishtabru charitzim sh'osi kesakim ole p'gimis. A person will not use it for other things that the edges might break, the teeth might break, so me'mele, it's mukze machmas chesor in kisi. V'yosit shal machisha achayfer esakalke. This is also mukze machmas chesorin kis. A person is careful not to use it for something else. It's miyuchad only for what it's aimed for. V'val zaktaisis mi mukze machmas isach gein isar de dachye biyadayim kugein ner sheid liko baise Shabbos kede perashti it besayf peire kire. Not besayf peire kama. Zok de mishne weiter. Mefirin nidorim b'Shabbos. One is permitted to be mefir nidorim b'Shabbos. Rashi says mefirin baal le'ishtoi. I do not know why Rashi was specified baal le'ishtoi. What's of lebitoi? Al kaponim mefirin nidorim b'Shabbos. V'nisholim le'nidorim shehein le'tzoyrach haShabbos. And one v'nisholim le'chochem. One can be shoyel achochem to be matar aneder. But if this neder is shein letzayach haShabbos, kegoin shenodar shloy lechel hayoyim, he made a neder that he won't eat this Shabbos, so it's negay now einik Shabbos, it's negay what to do this Shabbos, so a chochem is permitted to be shoyel a chochem, nisholim, nendorim shehein letzayach haShabbos. Upoikikin es hamoyer, one is permitted to stuff a window, Kirabonon the Omri Poikikim Pkakachaloin. We had a machlekes Tavkuf Chafayim at base. One is permitted if it falls into Malachas Baine. If it doesn't fall, if it has to be Mechuba, if it doesn't have to be Mechuba to the, it's be hanging with a rope. That we had a whole sugya before Kuf Chafayim at base. A Poikikim as a Moyer. You're allowed to put this stuffer into the Moyer. It doesn't fall into Malachas Binyan or Yelaroi. Umaydidin, and one is permitted to measure es hamatalis, a small piece of beged, to see if it has the shear of to be metame, if it still has the shear beged, if it doesn't have the shear beged. Tza aloche de kishayla. Umaydidin es hamikve, one can be moided hamikve, to see if it has the shear mikve, even though medida is also als uvde de choyl, but medida letzayach mitzvah is mutter. Umayse bimei oviv shal Rabbi Tzodik bimei abeshol ben bitnes shepokeku. There was once a mayse in Shabbos shepokeku as a moir betfiach. They stuffed a moir betfiach with a klicheres v'koshru as a makide begemi, and they tied a makide also a klicheres begemi with a gemi samachol behime leida am yesh begigis peiseach tefach imlat. They wanted to find out if there was a Pesach Tefach in the Gigis, exactly what the story is we'll have in the Seifa Omud, a complicated story. But al kaponim, they did a multitude of things. They stuffed a window, they made a kesher, and they measured. Midrem lamadnu. So from what they did that Shabbos, so we can learn three things. Shepoikikin, umoydidin, v'koshrim b'shabbos. Zogt Rashi. Moydidin es ha-mikveh, b'mide. B'mide, she'eisham, omuk sholish ha-mismayim. It should have a depth of three amas, v'roichev amal lama, so here's a shir mikveh. Bes amatalis, im yesh bo, sholosh al sholosh etzbois, if it has three etzbois by three etzbois, kegoin im hoisto tomeya, this beged, the shmata was once tomei, v'noga betarik, so now the shayla is, does it still have the shir beged? If it lost the shir beged, so it's toya. So you're measuring it now that the taris become tomei, yes or not. So this is a medida, let's say, rech mitzvah. Halachadik a medida. Betfiach pach shal cheres, a pitcher made out of cheres, v'chaveir perik yizayin, z'meire shekshura betfiach, memalam bo b'shabes, mekid is also a kli cheres, leidam yesh begigis peiseach, tefach begmore meforesh. V'koishrin kesher she'ene shal kayoma afilu lachatchile, yelautu v'koishr ha'kesher she'ene shal kayoma. U'moided in l'islamed al dvar ha'iro, you're moided for halachadik purposes, you're permitted to be moided. Iboyilu, frag the Gemara, we had two halachas in the Mishnah. Halacha number one, we had a din about haforas nedorim, and halacha number two by Shaila. Now by Shaila it says, if it's Lutzeirich Shabbos, by Aphoros Nidorim, doesn't say. Boilu, Aphore ben Lutzeirich ben Shaloi Lutzeirich. Is Aphore muta ben Lutzeirich ben Shaloi Lutzeirich. Vishaila Lutzeirich ein Shaloi Lutzeirich roi. Shaila is only permissible to Lutzeirich Shabbos. O mishim hochi kapal gino meadodi. That's why the Tane made it in two different bubbles. Doesn't say mefirim v'nish olam l'nedorim, not mefirim l'dorim b'shabbos, tzom l'dorim shalom tzayr shabbos, because haforem is ben l'tzayr ben shalay l'tzayr, it could be a neder that was made that is not negeya at all in yonay shabbos, in shaylo davke shayos to be l'tzayr shabbos, I do ma haforem nami l'tzayr chen shalay l'tzayr chloy. Or it could be a hafore also, the letzairich goes on both. Yeah. V'ho dekopal gilu madodi, I made it into two categories. Mishim da hafore ain't so bezn, v'shayla tzriche bezn. It's a different type of way of getting rid of another. This is ayyidei bal, this is ayyidei bezn. Some emela, so it's two processes. Some emela he made it into two bubbles. Toshma, the Tony Zute, the Vera Pope, Mefirin, Nedorim, Bishabes, Letzoirech, HaShabes, he said, Klor, that the Forest Nedorim is only Mutav, it's Letzoirech, Shabes, Letzoirech, Shabes, ain't so Letzoirech, Shabes, Shlo. Lishna Achine, Iboyulu. Now, the Yad David says, the Lishna Achine is come out the same Shilat. Maybe the elaborated, little bit more that study Yashar, but it's the same Shaila. Letzayrech atavayu k'toni, that what it says in the Mishnah, Nisholon letzayrech Shabbos, it goes on a four also. Shvishloi letzayrech loy. Is alme aforos, now if that is true, so now the Gemara is elaborating a little more. But in Yisod, what is the difference between Hafor and HaTorah? That HaTorah should be Davke L'Tzayrich Shabbos, and Hafor is Afilu Shaloi L'Tzayrich Shabbos. Because HaTorah, if it's not Negeya Shabbos, why should it be done on Shabbos? Do it another day. It doesn't have to be done now. Davke on Shabbos, Davke on this time. Forget if it's not necessary to be done on Shabbos, so it's preferable not to do it on Shabbos. So only if it's L'Tzayrich Shabbos, you're allowed to be Shoyim. Hafore, there's the halach in Hafore, he could only be made for B'yom Shomoy. That means after he heard the neder, the Baal or the Ov, it can only be made for that same day. If you're not made for anymore, if you're not made for that day, forget about it. So Afilu the neder's negay is something in the middle of the week. But Al Kaponim, if you won't be made for now, you lose your Koyach Hafore. So that is the svare that a for is mutafor shalai l'tzeir Shabbos, because he loses the koyach afor. So that's the first sad. Iboy l'tzeir hatavayu k'toni. So then, what's hakipshat? So then, alma foros nedorim meislais. So then, if you need letzoyrech by a foros nedorim also, so I would say, you'll lose the koyach aforet. So it's muchach when the Mishnah won't lose the koyach aforet. Why not? Because he has a meislais. So that means if he heard in Shabbos, if he heard bein hashmoshes taker of erev Shabbos, then he could zicha be meifer, then he's gonna, even with a meis leis, he's gonna lose his koyach aforet. But if he heard in Shabbos, so he has time after Shabbos to be meifer. So then could be, can only be meifer, let's say, Shabbos. So that's the shaila. Do you say that haforet nedom is also let's say, Shabbos? And then, vidilme kiktoni, let's say, hashailo diktoni. Shaila needs, let's say, Shabbos. Aber haforos nedorm afilu shaloi letzoyrech. Haforos nedorm afilu shaloi letzoyrech. Why? Alma haforos nedorm kol hayoyim. You only have that day to be meifer. So memeila, you cannot take away from the koyach haforos, because then they won't be able to meifer anymore. Toshma, the Tani Rav Zuti, the Vei Rav Papi, mefir nedorim b'shabes letzoyrech. Shabes tzor, shabes ein, shlo letzoyrech, shabes loy. Alma haforos nedorim meislei. So you see from Rav Papi, that aforos nedorim is meisleis. Omar Ravashi, bonan snan, aforos nedorim kol hayoyim. We learned in the Mishnah, aforos nedorim is only that day. V'yesh bedover lohokel l'achmer. Sometimes, having the whole day, there's a kula, and sometimes there's a gevaldike chumre. Keitza. Nodro leili Shabbos. If she heard about the nedor leili Shabbos, Meifa leili Shabbos, v'yoyim Shabbos ad shetechshach. He has a whole day to be meifa. Nodro im chashech. If she made the nedor im chashech right before nacht and heard about it then, meifa ad shetechshach. Shim lo heifa mishach hashech and yoch lo hofer. So the Gemara, as Ravashi asks Akasha, how can you say that hafor is a meisleis? How could you say that hafor is a meisleis? We learned enough in the Mishnah that hafor is only till the end of the day. And for the Gemara Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoim. The sign hafor is nadom kol hayoyim. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, oim amru meisleis. Zot Rashi. Iboy Elohu, hafore de masnissen, bein letzoyrech, bein shaloy letzoyrech ha-shabbos. Legabi hafore biyoim shomoy ksiv, vimloy meifer ho-idne shuv eini meifer. Is dachsach mir, if I recollect good, dachsach mir, the Yad David wants to say that according to Rashi, Rashi assumes already that in the first lashon, the gabi yafore biyoyim shomay ksiv. So it seems like that's poshet. Biyoyim shomay vimulay hefer idne shuveni meifer. So what is the shayla of the Gemara? So dachsach mir, he wants to say that according to the first lashon, the Gemara shayla was afilo we will assume that you only have a koyach aforah that day, could be they weren't matter to be meifer. Even so, you lose your koyach aforah farti. Could be they were not matter aforah shalei letzoyrech Shabbos. I think he wants to, he mentions zichah such a pshat, but the chayav from Rashi is also muchach like that. That, because Rashi says klof, in the first lashon Rashi says, b'yayim shomekzib. So that is a reason shalei letzoyrech. And what's the reason letzoyrech? So it could be verkehrte, only matter, letzeirech, fartig. And if it's not letzeirech Shabbos, he loses his koyach aforet. And the second lashon was machadish, to lose the koyach aforet, the zicher would never do such a thing. The shayla is, does he still have a koyach aforet, does he lose the koyach aforet? The shayla letzeirech, ain't shalay letzeirech, loy, the yochel isher lemochel. Mishem hochi, mafeliklu ma'adodi, v'loy ktoni mafiram nishom ledom shal letzeirech Shabbos, loyko letzeirech, ela ha-shayla. Bezdin Chochem. So the Chodesh Aviv says, Vusav Rashi Machen from Bezdin Chochem, but Bezdin is a Yotis. Bezdin Oy Chochem, he wants to be Goyres. that there's a different type of this is to Bezner, to a Chochem, this is to a Baal Onov. Hori Garsinen, Lishnachini, Boilu, Letzerech HaTavayu, Koi, Aforo Vashayla, Aval Aforo Shloi, Letzerech Loi, Alma Aforo Sne Dorem Eis Leitz, Vizeh Shishama B'Shabes, Yochel Ohofa Mishetechshach, Besoich Me'eis Leitz Or Shmiya. Hilkar Shloi, Letzerech Loi, Sherinem B'Shabes. Kol Yoim Ad Shetechshach, Besuloi. Afilu Shamas Amalchach Sheikh, Hilkar Afilu, Shloi, Letzerech, Shabes Zu, Nami, it could also be meifer. Shim lo yofer achshel ve yofer oit. Letzerech ha-shabes ha-mafos nador, meis lei shashmi hilkach, shaloi letzerech loi. Miloi shori elu letzerech. Lohokyo lahach meklei mepomim sheyeshuz godu, pomim sheyena elu ma'at. Zog di gemore weiter. Binishalom lenedor, iboyilu, shloi hoyoloi pnai, ayadume afilu hoyoloi pnai. This din that a person is nishalom lenedorim letzerech Shabbos. He had made a nether, he won't eat shalom, and the nai wants to be matter the nether. But he made the nether 5 days ago, so why did he wake up now in Shabbos? Why he could have been shoyol erev Shabbos? So that's Gemara Shail. Shlohayuloi Pnai. If he didn't have time to be matter a whole week, no, then he could be matter to negay the Cholos, negay Shabbos. Hayduma filoyuloi Pnai. He had a whole week and he didn't take care of it. Now in Shabbos, he succumbed to the Cholos and then he has the nether. So he shoyol. Toshma dizdakiku lei rabbonon l'rabzuta berei de rabzere v'shoru lei nidrei v'avogav v'havoloi Pnai. He had a lot of time to be matter the nether and they were makul. Now the Gemara tells over a maisa which was done in Shabbos b'mei Oviv shel Rabbi Tzadik me'Avishol ben Botnis. What did they do? They were pokaku es hamoyer. Betzviach v'koshu as hamagide begemi. Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Rav. Hilkiti k'tano hoiso bein shnei batim v'tuma hoiso shop. Now, let's see what Rashi says. Hilkiti k'tano shvil koten bein shnei batim. So now, according to Rashi, the case is the vial as follows. We have here two houses. There was a small alleyway in between. There was Leia Leinu, someone died in this alleyway. Weitergegangen. V'gigis Siduka munachas al gabon. Now, this gigis duke, the chdusheran was megalitos. This gigis was a barrel. And this barrel was al gabon, which is very good. It means it was on top of both houses. There was a barrel on top of both houses, over the maize, covering the maize. And so we have here an oil. That's problem number one. But there was something very interesting. This gigis was a barrel, agavulcha de chedushi aran says pshat, the barrel was right side up. So the bottom of the barrel was mile over, the bottom of the barrel was mile over this alleyway. But there was a stack, there was a crack in this barrel. There was a hole in this barrel. Now, I'll tell you pshat according to Rashi, the way, it's very tumultic, the way the Lashon Hazov learns pshat in Rashi. Now, we'll understand a little bit what happened over here. This stack went from, was the length of the whole barrel. The stack was the length of the whole barrel. It was the length of the whole barrel. According to Rashi, this mace was lying underneath. Now we're going to have, let us explain one more thing. We have here two houses. We have a house on the left and a house on the right. Now, this house on the left had a window in it. Now, we have to understand, we have here a gigis that's mile over the alleyway, and we have a mace underneath this gigis, and we have an open window, so that spells trouble. because that since you have an oil over the mace, it'll go straight into the window, and so everyone in this house will be tummy. No, there was given as there was a stack going the whole length of the chodesh, and the mace was lying as follows: 3/4 of the mace was on the right side of the chavitz. The rest of the mace was underneath the stack. And then we have here the left side of the chavitz, which was not mile over anything. That means the mace was underneath the right side of the chavitz and the stack. Now we're going to see that there's going to be a shaila if the tum is going to go into the window. That is going to be the shaila. But we'll see soon what the study of shaila are. The gigis seduke munachas al gabon. Gabon would mean the two mechitzes habayis, yeah? Upokeku es hamoyer betviya. So Rashi learns pshat, before this person died, they were worried about him, Nebuch. There was one group saying tillim for him, but there was another group that was worried about the kahanim in that house. So upokeku es hamoyer betviya. They went, and they stuffed up that window with a kli cheres, and this kli cheres, they put it in that the back of the kli cheres was facing the outside. So kli cheres isn't mit kabel tume migaboy. So the tume will not go in, even if it could go in, it won't go into the house. That's what they did. Upokiku asamoyer betviach. Yeah. So now, and then, not Baruch Hashem, then that person later died. And it was a good thing they did it before he died. But now there was a new problem. It was getting very stuffy in the house. And there was no air conditioning, and this was the only window, and they stuffed it. So now, they wanted to find out as follows. If the lumdis will see soon, but they wanted to find out, this chavis that was nizdak, how wide was this stack? How wide was this stack? Now, if this stack is a peseach tefa, so it comes out that the tumeh will not go over to the other side of the stack. So the mele, the tumeh is concentrated over here, and then it stops by the stack. The tumeh will not go further. So the mele, so even though there's the other side of the gigis is mile over the chaloin, but there's no mace over there. The tumeh only goes till the stack. So then they could take out the stuffing of the window and have frische Luft. That's if it was a Peseach Tefa. What if it wasn't a Peseach Tefa? So Memela, then we'll see, then they're in hot water. Then the tumah is going to go through to the house, to the window. Then you have to be stuck. It's either stuffy or tummy. Take your choice. So Al Kaponim, but they had to find out the stock. This was the width of the stock. So how did they do this? Because she was a makide begemi. Now they had a makide which was a kli cheres that was a roichev tefach. Now they're going to stand on the roof and they're going to put this makide down, or they can put this makide. Will it go through the stock? If it goes through the stack, Baruch Hashem, so it's a roichev tefach, and then you can open up the moil. If it doesn't go through the stack, so then it's less than a peseach tefach. So memele, then they have to keep it shut. Upokiku asa moil betviach, vikoshu asa mekide begemi, leidam yesham begigis peseach tefach in love. This was the maise that happened on Shabbos. Now let us see that. The gigis sduka menachas al gabo. The mace mutal behiltkiti. The mace was lying in this shvil, in this alleyway. Tachas hagigis. Keneged astak. That means, so the Marsha says, and I'll find the even places. Didn't learn like this. But, not only, you can't have a mace keneged astak. This is wonders on Rashi over here. You have a shavas a besech tefer, nishkan besech tefer. So how could you have a whole mace connected to the stack? So that means the mace was also connected to the stack. He was on the right side of the gigis, and he was also connected to the stack. Before the mace died, they wanted to make sure that apartment won't become tomei. Shema ein b'stak hagigis peseach tefach. Maybe there's not a peseach tefach. V'nimtza hameis mutal ba'oyel shein le'mokim lotzis. The tomei has no place to go through. Derech maila. It can't go out through on top. So me'mele. So let me just tell you how the Betzim Dachsam Seifer demands this for, and the Shein Azov demands this for, and Moira Dikis for it. In Shittes Rashi. That just like we know there's a klal of lovud, that Teich Gimel Tvochim, it's called Sosum, by Tumme there's a different klal. But the dimensions are not Poches Mi Gimel Tvochim, the dimensions are Poches Mi Tefach. If there's a Tefach, so the Tumme can go out, so you don't say lovud, it's not sosum. So the tume, which is on the right side of the gigis, goes up till the top of the gigis, and then when it goes to the stock, it goes out. So there's no connection between the right side of the gigis and the left side of the gigis. So memele, that's gewalt. If there's less than a peseach tefa, so it's keilu, it's nistam. If it's nistam, so memele, so then the tume goes all the way over to the other side and into the window. So memele, V'chu shebein shnei abatim machnes esatume letzat sheini v'molei egrei. That was the size of that window. L'fichach sasmu b'kli cheres. Therefore, there was saisimit b'kli cheres. V'gabai k'neged ahilkin. And the back of the kli cheres was facing the alley. V'kli cheres eini metame migabai v'chaitzit. V'kosh v'mekide. And then they went and tied a mekide shirachov atevach v'gemi leida. Im tachnis bistak agigis. Will this go through the stack? If it goes through the stack, so it's gewaldig. Now Rashi says, Meseches olay shoninu, the ein chilik barubi shebesoich habayis. There's no difference barubi shebesoich habayis. V'tumo miktsosa keneged aruba miktsosa besoich habayis. V'en yesh barubi peseyach tefach, le'en barubi peseyach tefach. So Rashi means to say like this. In Mesechtes Ayholos, and this is how the Lashon Zov explains Rashi, it seems that there's no difference if the stock doesn't have a Pesach Tefach, it's also the same thing. It is not considered Sosum. The way we mentioned before, the Shaila was as follows. The Shaila was, if it's less than a Pesach Tefach, so then we consider the whole thing is Sosum, so the whole thing is Mekabel Tumah. If it is a Pesach Tefach, only the right side is Mekabel Tumah. That's how we learn Shah. Rashi says in Mesechtes Aholis, it seems there's no difference. Even if it's less than a Pesach Tefach, it also, the Tumah won't go further. So now we have a problem to understand our Gemara. So what did they plan to accomplish? And then if there's not a Pesach Tefach, it's also good. It's gewaldig. In Mesechtes Aholis, it says it does not have a din sosum when it is less than a Pesach Tefach. So Rashi says, I don't understand it. So the Lashon Azov explains, what does Rashi mean? I think it's a grais there. This halacha that it says in the Mishnah, Rashi holds it's a grais. We'll have the same Gemara in Sukkin, Rashi holds it's a grais there also. But Rashi wants to say, so don't bombard me from that Mishnah. That Mishnah, I don't understand that Mishnah. In other words, it's for grais. Yeah, that Mishnah is for grais. It's not everything that it says there. That what it's muchach in the Mishnah. It doesn't have a din sosum. This I don't understand. So Mamela, forget about that Mishnah. So let's go back to Asugya. Asugya is Gevaldik. Asugya is, that was their Shaila. If it is a Pesach Tefach, the Tumah will not go through. If it's not a Pesach Tefach, the Tumah will go through. Olahochi nokat gemi. Now, why does it say that he was kosher, this makeda begemi, sheroi lemachal behemi, vleimavata leili is kesher shel kayome, that the menatek sheyovesh, so the Beis Meir learned pshat, that it wasn't a kesher shekayome because physically it couldn't last. He seems to say pshat that the till 7 days, that says that didn't, that it's, that's mutter to make legamri. So memele, this was not roi to last more than 7 days, so it's a kesher sheyni shekayome, that's mutter lachatchile to make. Let us see Taisves Hilkiti Ktano. Meforish Bekuntris, Rashi says, Shvil Kotten Oiso Ben Shnei Batim. There was a small gesele, a small alley between two houses. Vahagigis sduke munachas al gabo. And the gigis sduke, the split gigis, was lying on top of both houses. Vahameis mutal behilketi tachas hagigis neged astak. The mace was underneath the stack. Vekoshru hamakide, and they tied the makide, which was a klicheres, leida im yesh bestak peiseyach tefach. If in the stack there is a peiseyach tefach, so if there is a peiseyach tefach, so then the tume would not go on the other side, so that bias would not be tome. And if it's less than a peiseyach tefach, it would be tome. Lahai peirushe kosheleri. So the Ri has two kashas. Afilu ein bestak peiseyach tefach. Afilu, we will assume that in the stack there is not a peiseyach tefach. So it seems then one had to worry that the tumah would go over to the other side. Abol kivin shahameis negdoi, since the mace is opposite the stack, so we do not consider that it is ma'il ala meis, kivin she'ein ze derech ma'il. The Lashon is very unclear, the Lashon Zov says it is unclear, but Taisvis means to say that it is not considered that there is an oihel on the meis, even though there's less than a peseyach tefach, because la'maisa there is a cholol there. There it says as follows. Ein ba'arubo peiseyach tefach. If there is not a peiseyach tefach in the arube, vahameis bebayis, mashe bebayis kineged arubo toyer. So what is underneath the Yaruba? We have a mace bebayis. Let us picture this as speaking about we have a hole, we have a skylight in the ceiling, and there's a mace in the bayis. So the tumah travels around the whole oihel. But the makim, where there's the arube, there's no tumah because there's no oil over there. There's an empty space over there, even though it is less than a peseyach tefach. So therefore, mashe bebayis kineged arube, that means that was on the floor of the bayis, that is opposite the arube toya, that means even though there is tume around the whole room, but the mokim that's kineged arube, since there's no oil over there, so there's no tume over there. Hameis kineged arube, what if you hear that the mace is kineged arube? Mashe bebayis toya, so the whole house is toya. So even though there's less than a peseyach tefach, but since the mace is not underneath a oihel, so memele the whole bayis is toya. The kivin shameis hoyo neged asdak. So Tosfos says sakasha. So since the mace, Rashi says that mace mutu behilkiti tachas hagigis. Kineged astak. The mace was opposite the stack. So memele, mahoyelem likshir hamikides. So why did they have to measure the size of the stack? Afilu, it is less than a peseyach tefa. But al koponim, the tume is not in the oil. So memele, that is the second halacha. The second halacha of the Mishnah says, ein barube peiseach tefach, mashe hameis kineged toyer, hameis kineged arube, mashe bebayis toyer. If the mace is kineged arube, so the whole bayis is toyer. There's no hispashtes atume, since the mace is underneath, it is not underneath an oil, it's underneath a cholo, even though it is less than a peiseach tefach. So memele, so Taisvis doesn't understand, what did you accomplish? That it was a peseach tefach. Well, it's not a peseach tefach. It'll also be toil. That's one problem. The ba'id pirish. There's another problem with Rashi. Rashi says shelifnei mois hameis, before the mace died, pokeku hamoyel betefiach. that they stuffed the window with this tefiyach, that the tumah should not enter when the mace is going to die. B'loi hevin Rebbe leperusha. So Rebbe did not understand pshat Rashi. Haloi oisai mace, loi hoya mei sholem. If we're saying the mace was only opposite the stack, so he couldn't be a mei sholem, and the stack is less than a pesach tefa, so he can't be a mei sholem. Sherele lo yodum la maile men a hoya pesach tefa or less. Va a mei so ye kulei tachas a stack, so you can't have a mei sholem. Ela vadai kizayis min a mei soya. So al kolchov there was only a kizayis min a mei, and the shaila was, but the shaila was on the size of the stack. Din kein loy hoy loy loy ma lifnei mois ha meis. So not Rashi should have said that they stuffed the moir before the meis died. There wasn't a meis over there. A lifnei shebok is ayis min a meis lisho. Rashi should have said something else, that they stuffed the tviach before they brought in the kizayis min a meis. Yeah. Umiyu yitochin loyma, and the second kasha, it could be as follows. Shameis o yakuloi, there was take, not a kezayis min a meis, no, there was a whole meis. Na meis o yakuloi mutol tachas hagigis. It was in ganzen underneath the gigis, sheloi kineged hastak. But it, sheloi kineged hastak, vagigis oisis duke beemtso meiroi shele soifa. That means that the mace was on, let's say, the right side of the gigis, and it was in the oil, but there was a dover hamafsik, the stack was mafsik, the oil. The ilohoya ba'oisai stack alpnei kuloi peiseach tefach lehoisa tuma iveres. Then the tuma would not go over. The loichoshiv ka oil echa. It's not considered one oil. Abulain by Pesach Tefach. But if there's not a Pesach Tefach, Ke'ilu ain kan stak. So then we consider like there is no stak whatsoever. Choshiv ko yelecho du mevi esatum alabais. So we could say not that it was only kineged the stak, because Taisus Poshid understood if there's a mason shalei kineged the stak, so automatically the whole oil becomes tummy. So Taisva said, no, the stack was alpenei kuloi. And it was mavdul, the oil that the gigas created. So memela, now the shaila is, can this tumas maize go over the stack to the other side of the gigas, and memela go into the window which was on the other side? But Taisva says, so memela, that is good. So it could be yet a mei sholem over there, but the stack could take care of a mei sholem also, since it was hoylech al pnei kuloi. Abo v'kusha rishayna mikol mokim bim kaimai medes. What's the kusha rishayna? But the kusha rishayna was that what is the difference between a peseach tefach and less than a peseach tefach? Since we had learned that even though there's less than a peseach tefach, if there's a tume underneath the stack, the whole bias is toil. So we see that a stack, even though less than a pesach, does not have a toiras oihel. Does not have a toiras oihel bimkoimoi. So if it doesn't have a toiras oihel, so if it's less than a pesach tefach, this stack should be mavdul, the oihel that the gigis made in tuchalokim. So if the mace was on the right side of the oil of the gigis, and then there was a stack, so the left side should not become tummy, even though it is less than a pesach tefach. So we're back to the kasha, why did they have to measure if it was a pesach tefach or not? That's v'kusha rishoyne mikol mokim bimkoimo imedes. I saw a Tosfos Anshei Shem in the Holis, that he says as follows, like being Zarashi in Sukkah, and he says a vote which would dachsmir fa'emfer Taisvis kasha. He says Rashi's shita in Sukkah is Taisvis has a different gears than the Gemara, but Rashi's shita in Sukkah is as follows. The Gemara says on Daf Yutes that if a person has a hefsik avir in the schach of poches migimol tfochim, So it says as follows: Avir mitztarif ve'ein yishenim tachtov. That means as follows: that you need a shear of zayin tvachim al zayin tvachim. That's the minimum shear of schach. So avir mitztarif, it's called, it's not mafsik, it's called you have one shear of zayin al zayin. Avol ein yishenim tachtov. So that means it has a din schach legabi tziruf, that it connects the whole sukkah. You have your shir sukkah. But to have a teiras schach, that I'm sitting on the schach, no, you're not sitting on the schach, you're sitting on the avir. So we see there's a din of lavud over there. There's a din of lavud, and the din of lavud, teich gimel, makes that there's a din tziruf. It's called one big sukkah. It is not mavdil in the sukkah. But doesn't have a teiras sukkah, you should be able to be dotachtav. So the Taisvis Anshei Shem says the same thing over here also. He says that if you have a stock that's poches mitefa, we had mentioned last week that the Chassam Sefer and the Lashain Zov say that in Tumeh, poches mitefach is equivalent to poches mi gimel tvachim and hilchis mechitzis. Just like there, poches mi gimel you say lovud. So here, poches mi tefach you also say lovud. But this din lovud could be, just like by sukkah, the whole din lovud is only a din in chibur, in tziruf, that it is not mavdul this, the sukkah, but it does not have a toiris schach to be dor tachtov. So in mele here, it's the same thing. That means as follows. What did Taisis ask Akasha? Taisis ask Akasha, it says in Ayholois, that if you have a mace underneath the stock, the whole mokoim is toil. Why? Because the mace is not underneath the oil, it's underneath the stock. So you see the stock does not have a toiras oil. So Taisis says, if it doesn't have a toiras oil, it should be mavdil. So the Taisans Yusei wants to say, no, there's a difference between to have a positive Torah's oil, love would one help. So Poches Mitefach doesn't give it a Torah's oil. So if it doesn't have a Torah's oil b'chiyuk, it's not considered as an oil over here. Just like by Sukkah, it's not considered this chach over here. So Memele, if there's no oil over here, Sakelim Shetacht of Torah. If the mace is underneath the stock, so the whole bias is toil. Because it doesn't have a toiras oil b'chiv that we consider there's an oil over here. But le'idach gise, to say that it should be mavdil and make it two a holois, and if there's a mace on one side, the other side of the oil should be toil, because there's a havdole of less than a peseach tefach, dos nisht. Less than a peseach tefach lemaise, there is a din lovu, there is a din tziruf v'chibur. So since it's less than a peseach tefach, we mechaber the two oyholim. So it's considered one big oil. So on the second side of the stock, it will also be tome if it's less than a peseach tefach. So memela is gebal de good, shitas rashi. Legabi tziruf, you say, poches mitefach, there is a din tziruf. To have a shame oil bepoil, in order that if there'd be two metachtav, that the whole bayis should be tomei, dos nisht. But Taisvis did not like Rashi's pshat. V'nire keperish Rabbeinu Chananu. So Taisvis says, so therefore, I like pshat in the Gemara, the Rach's pshat. The meforesh, the Rabbeinu Chananu learns as follows. Rashi learns Hilkiti was an ali. There were two houses, there was an alley, and then, and the Gigis was on top of the two batim, and there was a mile over the alley. That's how Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Chananu learns, Hilkiti is Hainu Tel HaMislaket. The Emerson Hilkiti means a wall. There was one big room. Now, and there was a wall that divided the room. But this wall did not reach the ceiling. The wall was, let's say, till three quarters of the goiva of the cheder, and then there was an opening, there was a chaloin there. And that went till the tikre. So, if this, there would not have been a gigis in this chaloin, so the tumeh there was a mace in one room, so the tumma would have gone through to the other room. Now the mace, there was a gigis there, so this gigis was soisim the chaloin, so therefore the tumma did not go from one room to the other room. But the problem was there was a stock in the gigis, and if the stock would be a peseach tefach, so then with whatever the gigis accomplished by being soisim the chaloin became bottle because the tumma could go through the stock. Now let us see Tosfos. V'nirei kepesha b'einachananel, the meforish the hilkiti hainu tail hamislaket. It's equivalent. Tail means a mechitze. It's derived from the word mislaket. But it means a kir, a wall. That's what the b'einachananel says. V'oisa hilkiti hoisa ben shnei batim. This was a wall that separated between two houses. Two rooms. The mace was in one room. And this gigis was put over this partial wall. So this was soisem. This gigis was soisem. Whatever was left over from the kir, from this hilkiti, the gigis was soisem. Ad letikre. V'oisa ha-gigis lo-hoisa t'meya. Sherei botlo shom. It seems it was not a klicheres. It would be a klicheres. I don't know why you have to say it wasn't tomei. Because it's not mekabel tume migaboy. Maybe it would be mekabel tume because since there was a stack, maybe the tume would go in. And if there's a stack, the samazay a problem. But anyway, Tosfos says that the gigas was not mekabel tume because it was mevatel it, that there should be a steamer in that mokim. Vim loy hoisa stuke, if there was not a stock in the gigis, loy hoya habayis acher tome. So the other room would not be tome, because it is completely separated from the first room with a kir, with a wall, and the gigis. El a gigis hoisa stuke mitzida. It was a stock on the side. Astios ishape diktoni siduke. So the loshen stuke is pastarain. Vehishehi mitzida, because it's from the side, so mamela, that's called a stock. Avla perish akunteris loyosi shape. According to Rashi, the gigis was standing on the two houses, and it was nifchas from the bottom. Avla perish akunteris shape. The kibin the perish as dakla mailo mina gigis hoyloi loima psucha veloys duka. Avla perish rach osi shape shestak hoyo min hatzat. V'koshru es ha-mekidu leidem yesh peiseyach tefach. V'yesh lomnu loimer sh'oiseh chuhu ye'osi le'tashmish. T'chuhu osi le'tashmish yurei be'peiseyach tefach. V'im hoyo peiseyach tefach, habayis acher tomi v'im lav toyer. Mi'u koshru l'ri l'pesha b'enach ananu, v'havela l'meimer al gabon, elo al gabo. Because according to Rashi, it seems al gabon means it was under two houses. It was standing under two houses. Now, Ella al-Gabo was standing on the tail. Midivreyem lomadnu shepoikikim umoydindim v'koshrim v'shabbos. Ula ikla l'beiresh geluse. Ula came and visited the house of the Reish Geluse. Chozye l'Rabba Baravune. He noticed Rabba Baravune de Yosef ba'avna de Maya. He was sitting in a Avna de Maya. The Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what an Avna de Maya is. Ba'avna Rashi says, Begigis Meleya Mayim. This was a large barrel made out of cheres. It was used to store water. And Tosfos says, Ba'avna de Maya Ambati Shal Mayim. It was a type of a bathtub. V'chaim Pirish Ba'or. The Ben Yoda explains that Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos, because normally an ambati was used with hot water. So Rashi held he would not sit in an ambati, even though this ambati grav had cold water, but Rashi held it'd be an isser of maris ayin if he would be sitting in an ambati. So therefore, Rashi learns Pshati was sitting in a gigis, which is not used b'chlal for bathing purposes. It's used for storing cold water, and he was sitting in this gigis. And he was measuring the amount of water that was in this gigis. So Ula told Rabbi Barabhune, Eima domri rabbonon medida de mitzvah. Only a medida de mitzvah is permissible. The lav mitzvah mi omur, of a medida that is not a medida shal mitzvah, is this then permissible on Shabbos? Omalei misasik ba'alma ano. So I told him, I am a misasik. Misasik, Rashi says, shaloi letzairech. I'm doing it without any need. I don't have to know the measurements. Elo li asuki ba'alma. I just want to occupy myself. The Ben Yoyodo explains this maise as follows. That Be'emison, Rabbi Barav Hune was in this container, either it was a gigis or an ambati of cold water, I mean, in Shabbos. Some of the purpose was a very hot day, and he was sitting down in this cold water, lahokia, to cool himself off, which is an oinik Shabbos. But to sit in water, he had to take off his clothes, because like this, there'll be a shaila of kibbutz on the clothes. So he was sitting orum. He wasn't wearing any clothes. So Rabbi Barav Hunem was unable to be maharer and divrei teire, and he was afraid, since he's not being maharer and divrei teire, he might automatically start thinking of divrei chayil. So in order to divert his mind and to take it out that he shouldn't start thinking of divrei chayil, so he was oisik in measuring the gigi, so that diverted his mind, but he had no intentions. It wasn't negeya really for him to know the exact measurement. This is only a way of diverting his intention of hirhurim shel chayil. I really don't understand why he was unable to be maharer bedivrei teire. We heard before on daf kuf nun omed aleph that kineged erve only dibur is osa, hirur is mutter, hirur is osa dafke bemeis hamelchet bebeis hakisei, but lechayre. This wasn't a Beis HaMelchitz or a Beis HaKiseh. He says because he was Orum, so L'chayre, so here should be Mutter. Zokt Taisves, Medida de Mitzvah, the Lav Mitzvah Mi Oma, Upkike Loi Be'inon Shal Mitzvah Ki Deperashtilel B'Shilei Kol HaKeilo. So we had a Machlekes before, if to be Moisef on the Oyel Aroy is permissible or not. So if it is permissible, there's nothing involved whatsoever. So afilup kike she'ainu shal mitzvah is mutter. Aladavke b'medida be'inon shal mitzvah, because medida is an uvde d'chel, so therefore it is only permissible when it is a medida shal mitzvah. Hadran aloch mishe hechshech, uslikelo mesach shabbos.